this guy that we went to college with. So you know how like sometimes on Facebook it'll be like 5 years ago, here's something you put on your story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just got one of those and I was looking at it and it just had like his comments on it. And I forgot he messaged me this, but this guy we went to college with, that I didn't know super well. He was kind of artsy. I posted like a running video and I didn't know if he was gay or what, but he just texted me, "Dang, dude, you're getting big." I said, "Thanks, bro." He said, "You're welcome. Are you going to keep getting bigger and more defined?" What? This is on my Facebook Messenger. And I just said, I shouldn't have responded. I just said, "That's the goal." And he hard eye emojied that message. And I said, he said, "That's great."
Yeah, it'd be good if like the situation would have worked out, I think, if you were gay.
But, yeah, it would have totally worked out if I was gay and I was into him. Then I think something would have happened. What was that guy's name that we, shoot. What was his name that we used to, this made me think of this, hang out with Jeremy, his buddy. Oh, I remember. Yeah, he messaged me one time because it was like a video of me running on a treadmill. And he said something like, what did he say? Do you remember this? He was like,
what are we talking about?
Whoa, getting after it or something. And I was like, yeah, working on these getaway sticks or something, like making a joke. Like I was like, had thin legs or something, you know, like mm-hmm. I'm just, and he was like, sexy sticks. That's all he said.
That doesn't bother me as much.
The other one's worse.
Yeah.
How come the worst part of that message is the heart eye emoji reaction? Not even the.
Yeah.
Also, are you just going to keep getting bigger and more defined? Sounds like AI.
Yeah, honestly, I think that one might have been worse for me. What was his first response, the very first thing?
Let me check. Let me go back to it. His first response to the message was just the emoji like...
Wait, no, I'm saying the first thing he commented or messaged you.
That was the first thing. Oh, that was maybe another story. He sent that to a... exercise story, and then I didn't respond.
He sent that face though to the you're running. That's what you're saying.
Okay, so he messaged me three times.
Okay,
the first one he responded to me working out with just
yeah right,
and I didn't respond. The second one he said crazy. I guess I was doing handstand pushups or something. Crazy. How do you not break your neck? I said I don't know, man. Somehow.
These messages without context are kind of would be kind of crazy.
Laughed at it. The third one to another story, he said, "Dang, dude, you're getting big." And that's when I said,
"Yeah,
thanks, bro."
It's like one of those times where you don't necessarily want people to find that message tech or that message train. Like, what is it called? A chat? Message chat? Message? Why do I want to say message train?
You, I think, did say message train.
Well, maybe that's the new word for it.
Yeah, it could be.
But anyway, what I'm saying is not that there was anything bad in there, but it out of context, that could seem kind of like you're being someone you're not.
Like I'm being someone I'm not?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just trying to...
I'm getting lost in the message train here.
I think I am too, a little bit.
Yeah. You might be. Dude, you know what I'm trying to find? I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the pod.
What?
When me and you were working out in the garage and I was doing that handstand push-up e-mom and that...
we had to have brought that up.
That internet salesman came by. I don't think we ever have.
There's no way.
Dude,
we definitely have.
Was no one way. Of... Oh, dude,
oh, yeah,
look
Megan
what I
said,
just...
Yeah, Megan said, yeah.
We have talked about the internet guy.
Yeah, I knew we had.
Dude, this made me laugh hard too. I'm just finding old videos now. You remember when I did that like fake brick wall in our old house?
What?
Around our fireplace, I bricked a wall.
In our living wait, room. I do remember something.
It wasn't
about that.
Fake. It just wasn't.
It was real brick, but it was like thin like brick that
thin
I
pieces.
Stick to the wall, like glue.
Oh
and
yeah,
then,
yeah.
You actually mortar it and stuff. So it's like baked brick. But dude, when I couldn't, when I had to, so basically I had a wood mantle I countersunk holes into that I needed to press onto the wall. So I had to like put these bolts into the wall, brick around it,
mm-hmm.
and then drill and press the beam in, but the bolts were too long, so I had to get a circular saw thing and or grinder and take them off there.
Okay.
And so I didn't have any professional equipment. Did I ever show you this? I was trying not to get the crap burned out of me by the sparks because they shoot everywhere. I thought it was going to light the ceiling on fire when you see this video.
Aren't those the sparks, though, where you can, like, run your hand through it and nothing will happen?
I don't know. I mean, it was holding there for a second, so it would burn. But all I had was my scarf stuff, and this Batman cowl was the only mask I had. So I just wrapped up in all that. And look at this. I don't know how the ceiling doesn't...
Yeah, it's like...
I mean, they're bouncing off the ceiling.
Yeah, I've seen those before. It does look crazy, though. What did you say? A Batman what?
Cowl?
What is that?
He says that every time, and I don't...
Batman cow?
Cowl.
Cowl?
I think it's like C-O-W-L. That's what they call it. That's his cowl.
It's a thing. Like, I did look it up one time because he says it all the time.
Why do you say that instead of
Batman? I don't say Batman cowl all the time. We're rarely talking about Batman.
No, I mean when we talk, whenever you talk about that.
Why are you acting like you're better than us and saying cowl and not mask?
Because the cowl is specific to Batman, I think. Like, if I was talking about, like Jason in the scary movies, I'd probably say mask. He doesn't wear a cowl so much. He wears like
what's
a hockey
difference?
Mask, right? Is it Jason?
Give me the difference between cowl and mask right now.
I think the mask is something that is just put on your face like that. The cowl is formed to Batman's face. It like becomes his identity, right? So it's much more custom.
You never see Jason. Wait, do you see Jason without a
mask?
But
I'm saying it's just a round face. It has no contour to his face like the cowl does.
This says a cowl is a large loose hood.
You might have spelled it wrong. Did you spell it wrong, maybe?
I spelled it exactly how you spelled it.
You said it so nonchalant that you're like, it's just one of those things where you hope you have so much confidence that no one brings it up.
Look,
right?
Google Batman's cowl. Batman.
Yeah, so it's a full thing.
I just
it's
see
the,
a Batman
like,
on a farm. I just see.
Yeah, so his cowl is like that.
No, so the
it
cowl
like
is because it covers,
oh, because
his,
it covers
entire
his entire
head.
Head.
Yes.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
So what you have is
you
a Batman mask.
You did not have a cowl, though. If you would have pulled up in a cowl doing that, that would have been sick.
Okay. Why did we get so derailed on this? I think I'm still right.
No, you're not.
No, you were wearing a Batman mask.
The cowl is because it goes over his entire head. You said it yourself. It goes down his neck and everything, which, first of all, how do you even get that on?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Alfred probably helps him if I had to guess.
He's like, Batman, you're just going to get more defined and bigger.
How are we going to keep
getting
this on?
Oh, bro,
I found it. I found it.
Okay, we're going to show it again.
From Cincinnati Bell just...
This is a, yeah, this is.
Just tell me, I'll fill the form out for you.
That was just a video. We have showed that. What episode? That was an early episode, but.
He's
just working out.
Yeah, he got the deal.
We still have him. He's a good salesman.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay,
that's
here's
insane.
The thing, though. The reason he sold me was because he was offering me like twice as fast internet for like $30 cheaper a month. And I was hating the other company I was with. So I was like. He was willing to stand there while I worked out pretty awkwardly. So I was like, well, you earned it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was just one of those situations. Blake, you would rather continue to work out than stop for a couple seconds. And that's what you did. And he just kept pitching. So I was just happened to be sitting there on like, I don't even know what I was doing. I was just resting from a workout or something. And so I just took that video.
Yeah.
But I didn't know you still are working with Eric. Is that his name?
Well, you don't really have like a guy you work with when it comes to internet. It's just like they're the salesman.
Oh, I only say that because you said we're still working with them. But
we're still working with whoever we have, Alta Fiber, whatever.
That's great.
Anyways, I haven't talked to you in a while. It's been a couple weeks since we did the last pod. So what's going on? What's new?
Let's see here. I've I've talked to you a little bit about this. I feel like I've gone through different stages with this, but with fitness in general, I feel like I tend to slow down around the winter time every year.
Yeah.
Part of that is because I hate public gyms. So if we work out like in the garage, it's freezing normally.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, something that I think, which I've never wanted to wear gloves, right? Because one of the biggest things in the gym when you're, or in the garage when you're working out in the cold is, or at least for me, is my hands. And it's like touching the barbell and touching mm-hmm. the dumbbells yep. because the steel or whatever, or metal, whatever it is.
Yes. Glad you brought this up.
Gets so cold. Like you're just holding ice cubes.
Yeah.
So do I just need to like shut up and wear gloves? Maybe. But we're about halfway through January. Almost, maybe. What day is it?
17th. We are over halfway.
Crazy. I need to get my act together.
Have you not been working out much?
Here's the thing. And maybe we can talk about this. I want to get my act together because I want to be better. I haven't stopped working out, which is like a plus for me because there's been times that I just stopped working out in the winter. And then like I had lost. Well, also for me, I gain pounds when I work out, lose when I don't.
That's how I am.
For 2 years straight, I gained 15 pounds in the summer. Felt great. But those first two or so months of summer,
you like hibernate.
I hate it literally. And then in the winter I lose that muscle of 50 pounds and then gain it back. Anyway, I haven't been crazy consistent, but in terms of like 3 to 4 days a week, I've been doing that.
Even if it's just at home.
Even if it's just at home. Yeah. If I'm at home though, like, as you know, I don't have a gym or anything, but I'll hit, like, I have a pull-up bar, and so I'll just do, like, basically a Murph. Like, I basically hit, minus the running.
Yeah.
If I'm at home, I'll basically hit, like, a mini Murph.
Pull-up, push-up, air squat.
Yeah.
Yeah. For people who don't know what the Murph is, it consists of 2 miles of running and 100 pull-ups and 200 push-ups and 300 squats. So,
yeah.
It's a good workout, full body. But, no, I'm glad you brought this up, dude. It's been... So... I bought new garage doors this year, as I've said, and it was like multiple benefits I was looking for. And we raised the doors so that we have more ceiling space, which has been nice.
Really nice.
They look better on the outside, which is nice. And they are insulated, but bro, I barely notice any difference. That garage is freaking cold.
Yeah, I think there needs to still be some source of heat.
For sure, yeah.
And we don't have that right now.
I know, and I should do something like that. It's difficult when there's like two of the walls are exterior.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did a workout in there the other day that was dumbbell bench and rowing. And I started with gloves, which we can talk about that, but I ended up taking them off. My hands got just as cold. But, I mean, like...
Really?
It was a 30-minute workout. I barely sweat. Like, I was going hard, barely sweat. And like was in pain with my fingers at the end of it.
Oh yeah, your fingers will start to hurt. Also, in the cold, and also to answer your question, that's kind of what I was just getting into the fitness talk about what I've been doing this week because I actually haven't thinking about that a lot. But in the cold, when I get hot, like if we're doing like a high endurance kind of workout. I don't sweat, but it almost, I don't even know how to describe it. Sometimes I just feel like I'm overheating, but my body's not sweating. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like almost, maybe. You know, have you ever got like really hot and you like start kind of like, you get kind of itchy?
Yeah.
It's almost that feeling.
Yeah. I never, like, my body never gets cold. My core, like, I could wear this out in...
What are you talking about?
30 degree. Like, my torso always feels fine. It is always my fingers and toes. That's, like, when I think about being cold, that's it.
You're your torso never gets cold.
I can wear a jacket out and, like, you know. Okay, like, maybe if I'm outside for hours, I want more layers on. But, like, I don't know.
That was, like, always the biggest bro sentence of all time.
What do you mean?
You know those guys, seen those videos where they're making fun of, like, when you're in middle school and you... Well, I guess you were homeschooled for up until high school, but, like, I feel like...
Up until middle school.
Oh, well... I don't know. When you were in middle school, was there ever like a really cold day and you're like, I'm just going to wear a sweatshirt? And it's like a
day
you need a coat.
My mom used to have to force me. When I'd be going to Wednesday night church and I'd be like, just let me wear shorts. I'm literally walking from the car into church and then I'm going to run around the whole time in the gym.
Yeah.
She would be like, you need a jacket. And I'd be like, I don't need a jacket. I'm just going to lose it.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like...
Yeah.
Unknown thing that dudes would just be like, I'm fine, I'm fine. It's like,
I wasn't, yeah, no, I'm not saying I'm suffering because I don't like being cold. I'm saying when I get cold, it's like my fingers and toes ache. It's rarely like my core feels cold.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But maybe this leads to a Shark Tank. And I was thinking about this the other day.
Okay.
We need to create, and I don't know how we would do it exactly. We need to create some kind of barbell sleeve. Goes around the shaft and it creates heat. So then in the wintertime, you take that off the barbell and the barbell's nice and warm. It's like a little, like a shaft jacket. Or
so you're saying the
shacket.
You put it on after you work out.
Yeah, when I put the bar back so on the rack, prepared. I put the shacket on it.
And then it's prepared for your next workout. Yeah. Interesting. What is this technology we're thinking? How is this going to warm?
Probably some kind of heat. I guess electricity. Electric heat.
Electricity on?
Or you put
is your that a conductor?
Just no. You put your shacket on 30 minutes before you need to go work out. Turn it on. They have electric. I mean, like they have like heated jackets that you are electric. Or like a heated blanket material.
I feel like we could do it without
you turn that
electricity
on and it like with fire.
I don't know how that would be possible.
Well, what else would you have?
I don't know. I just feel like actually, like I'm being dead serious. This isn't a bit. If
can't wait.
If the I don't know this for a fact, but I feel like
magnets.
One of the what?
Oh, okay. We're not...
magnets?
You can, like, generate a lot of heat with magnets, and if it's a metal barbell, maybe you could, with friction and magnet stuff, you could get a lot of heat going.
I don't know. I was thinking, is
Science.
Just the surface temperature of the shaft that is that cold? So is the main... is the main problem it being exposed to the cold air... Therefore,
you're
if
where
you
just put a coat on it, it might be okay.
Yeah, but it like there's all kinds of technology now with these different materials that have different attributes and different things like that. So could we find some sort of nice, expensive material that we could put over this barbell? And as long as you keep it on for like most of the day, if you're not working out, it's on.
We could test that.
It would.
Because I have one of my barbells in a bag. We could go see if it's a lot warmer.
Yeah, that's just a normal bag, though. Would we be run out by the companies just... They'd see our company and then
I was thinking
like,
this is something... You know, like the things that guys call like bar tampons. Would like if they'll put it on it to squat because the bar hurts their back or whatever. It's like that. So it would form to the bar closely. And then... I would imagine you would put it on your barbell and then like if it's for a garage gym, you have it synced up to an app. So then 30 minutes before you want to work out, I get on my app, I turn on my bar warmer. It is heating. When I go out there, I turn it off. I take it off. My bar is totally warm.
Yeah, no, that'd be nice.
And you could have little like little fat grip style ones you could put on your dumbbells potentially. And they're all synced to the same app.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if they're all the price, you're getting a high price there.
Yeah, but this is for...
Okay. If
people
if
who have enough money where they just don't want to be cold.
Okay. Yeah.
Would,
I like it.
Would
then.
You not just use that grippy thing?
You probably pay like $15,000 for all this. You could have just bought an AC unit for like $3,000 or $4,000.
That's not, yeah.
Yeah. What?
Could you not just put like a grip, like you're saying, on it?
It just doesn't have any way to heat it.
I know, but like if you took the grip off and like took the grip inside with you, and then you brought the grip out when you wanted to work out and put it on the barbell.
Well, you don't always want because
it makes the dumbbell like this.
Oh, it makes it really big. Yeah. Could you make grips that were not really big?
Yeah. So that was my next thing was when you first said sleeve, I thought you were going to say you work out with the sleeve on.
No, because you want to feel the knurling of the barbell. Right,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you make knurled rubber grips?
You could just take all your weights inside.
Yeah.
I guess you could.
What's the rubber, the material of the rower? Like the handle of the rowing machine?
Like a polymer, maybe?
You could.
It's just like a plastic or something. Plastic.
You could. Yeah, but it's kind of soft. Yeah. But it's kind of hard at the same time, is my point.
Mm.
You could almost like give that a ribbed like textures or some sort of texture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you're just selling, let's just sell a whole new barbell. It's just the entire barbell is that material and it's just for cold weather, cold gyms.
I like knurled. If we start selling a ribbed shaft thing, we might get into the wrong department.
I was just saying it might have type like of texture. Some curls.
I don't like the word ribbed for what we're trying to do here.
Okay. We don't have to.
Knurled.
Knurled sounds really weird, too.
Knurled.
Knurled.
There you go. Thank you for
agreeing
with me.
I think there could be something to it.
Maybe.
Are the sharks biting?
Potentially. I don't know if we have a specific idea that we're running at.
Okay.
We have a problem. We don't know what the product.
I think there's something to it. If you could, because I think dumbbells is future state or stupid. I think we focus on most people that have a home gym, they have like one, maybe two barbells, and you really only need it for the one you're going to use for your workout that day. So like you wouldn't necessarily need like a ton of these.
Yeah, I think. So
I think we start with the barbell, and even if it's a $7,500 price point, whatever, people would be willing to pay that so that they're not freezing their hands to go out and do a workout.
You think we could sell that thing for $75?
Yeah, 100%. Probably more.
How much are we paying to make it?
I have to talk to China. Probably.
We make our stuff out of the USA.
Probably 50 cents? Huh?
We make our stuff out of the U.S.
Yeah, American made would probably be the way to go. But if we can get a patent on this, we'll sell it to some big fitness places.
You think so?
Potentially, dude.
Frick, should we not publish this pod?
If you guys are listening, be cool. Don't tell anyone about this.
Be cool.
I have one more idea for the shorts.
You want to share?
Let's get away from this because we think this one that we just talked about might actually be a good idea.
This is a Shark Tank idea.
I know. This may be over the shark's heads.
Sharks are like, what are you doing here?
May have stumbled on something.
What were you saying?
I have a second idea for the sharks.
Oh, man.
This is a dog wash.
Sharks need to go eat lunch.
This is a dog wash chamber.
What?
Here's what made me think of this. I think last time we recorded an episode, we hadn't had the big snow yet. Is that correct?
Maybe, yeah.
So since we recorded the last episode, we got roughly like a foot, maybe 15 inches total in snow. Because we had like two days.
That's a big range. We
got a foot, and like, then 2 days later we got 3 inches.
Yeah, it was like 15 total, at least.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So,
which is not normal for where we live.
No, it's probably the most snow I've seen in my life.
No, there was...
No, like 3 years ago, we got like 8 inches.
No, I'm talking about like way longer, like 8 years ago when I was like a kid. I remember because
I don't know.
Our parents built a tunnel system in our backyard. There was 1 year. Well, I don't know if it might have been like a foot, and we had 15. We had three on top of our like that foot that we got. So maybe it is the most. I don't know. Anyway, sorry.
Anyways, it became a nightmare letting dogs in and out of the house. So. my idea. Help me workshop it. You have some kind of chamber that, imagine like the size of a dog crate. It's like a cube or something. You say, come on, boys, one at a time. Those dogs run into the house, straight into this chamber. Door shuts, totally sealed off. And it hits them with a like blast water, soap, and then air dries them all at the same time. Probably scary to the dog, but then but then it's all
the dog.
Like any snow, salt, mud, poop they've stepped in is gone.
First problem I think of is cost.
Okay. Cost of what?
The
don't worry about that. We're in the conceptual
washing machine 3000.
Yeah, don't worry about that. The dog, what would we call it? The doggy dog, doggy be gone. Or
doggy be gone? You decapitating them after the door shuts?
Why don't you just have it just do their like paws? Because
they walk in, it just clamps around all four legs.
He wants a
unless they
he
like,
wants them
rolled
to walk
in mud.
Through a car wash. That's what he wants them to do.
Oh my god, it's open on both ends, and they just
they would just sprint through. You
it's
have
a,
to train
it's a
them.
Conveyor belt. Belt it locks their legs in
you
place.
Have to add this onto your house. I feel like our market's like shrinking right now.
It could be it's like I bought
who's
a mat
our audience for this conveyor belt car wash dog car wash.
I do like that name. I think dog owners.
You could maybe
dude,
just
I think
make
I broke
it a mat.
I've been
so random, dude.
It's not random. I've been dealing with it. She knows. Look at the swelling.
I'm saying it's random because we were just talking about the conveyor belt.
I know,
dog
but
car
I'm
wash.
In pain.
What are you talking about? Breaking your hand.
You see how swollen all that is?
I see it's a little red. Is it swollen?
Yeah, and it hurts, dude.
Put your hands up like this so I can see the back one.
I can't straighten that middle finger.
Oh, yeah, it is swollen.
Yeah.
It
doesn't feel good.
Stung by a bee like me at one time.
No, it was from jiu-jitsu. Something after the first round, it kind of hurt. And then I was like, I thought it was okay. So I kept going. And then I went back. And then it was like kind of fine. And then I later in the day yesterday, I went and worked out. And I did a bunch of thrusters and bar muscle-ups, which probably wasn't helpful. And then like when we were at your parents', like part of the way through, it started killing me. And like had to take like pain medicine last night and stuff to even sleep.
What'd you do in jiu-jitsu? You don't know?
I don't know. I was some young freaking kid. I'm like, let's do a warm-up round. Because it was open mat. I'm literally wearing a sweatshirt for the round because the mats were so cold, which is like a pretty good indicator that I'm not trying to rip your head off. I'm trying to get warm here. He just starts freaking going so hard. So like trying to crank on ankles and stuff. So I just like, okay, tap, tap, whatever. So he just starts going hard, and I guess my finger got bent or something in some way. I don't know. Because in
didn't
the moment,
feel it?
I felt it like right after the round.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, because I'm like focused, I guess. And then when the bell rang, and then I'm like waiting for the next round, I was like, man, my finger hurts. And then we started, and I just did like four or five more rounds. And then, like I said, it felt okay. And then, like, when I tried to grab a barbell and thruster last night, I was, like, having to adjust my grip because it was hurting. And then, again, it started feeling good getting into the workout. And then last night, it, like, blew up on me. Kind of, I don't know.
It's probably weird. Like it looks like really, it's, like, on your knuckle.
Probably, like, a some
kind of. Should have went to the knock.
I don't know if it's, like, a dislocation or a sprain, but, like, I can't really. I haven't been able to, like, open a car door with this hand or anything without it being painful or carry things, really.
Yeah, I would probably go to the doctor.
Who do you go see, though? I don't know.
Primary physician?
You could, yeah, just go to a doctor.
No, you probably need to
see,
like,
see
a specialist, right? For, like, a, if it's a breaker, I don't
well,
think
your
it's
physician,
broken,
wouldn't your physician
they would refer,
refer
you
to a hand specialist?
I think.
Yeah, but then all you're doing is giving your physician money for nothing.
I know, but I don't know if you can just go to a specialist.
You might need a referral.
When Jordan played basketball for 2 seconds when we played that one Sunday and then he was out, he went and got his knee checked out. Did he go to his primary care first? I don't think so. I think he just booked with
I don't know.
Whoever that is.
He's had issues, though, so he might have a doctor that he's
working with. Yeah, but all his stuff was done in Louisville, I think. I don't know. I found this video online. Let me know if you think this is real. All right. Megan's got to go. Peace out. Wait, listen to this video first. Let us know if you think this is real. This guy is streaming. So he's split screen, him reacting to stuff. And then he's got political video up of Trump and Biden talking.
Okay.
And he's just reacting.
That's what people understand about him, right?
He clicks over tab to like a bank
my
account.
My high school homecoming is coming up. Any ideas on how to ask me? Yo, man, I don't know how you should ask. My high school homecomings are fun as fuck. It's like four my senior year of college.
First of all, he says, high school homecomings are fun as F. I went to like four my senior year of college. Which is crazy enough. He's not joking. Now look, clicks over this tab.
I'm not going to be able to see it.
Bro, guy is bank account is negative $428 million.
No.
almost half a billion in debt.
It's not true.
All the expenses under it just say purchase OnlyFans.
Oh my, that's fake, dude. That's what are the comments
like $500
say?
At a time, $1,000.
What do the comments say?
Bro has OnlyFans for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Okay. Bro about to get drafted for Squid Games. Bro really said, if I'm $100,000 in debt, that's my problem. If I'm $100 million in debt, that's your problem.
There's no way.
Someone, I didn't even see this. He's got different tabs open on his computer. It says, the tabs, ASMR, mommy tucking you in.
We need to stop. We need to censor this. Dude, there's no way. That's, your credit cards would just decline.
Is it possible to go into that much debt as an individual?
I didn't think so.
I don't think so. You would be killed by someone, or I don't know.
There's no way.
There's no way. That's like you beat the system if you can go that much into debt and then just declare bankruptcy or die. Yeah, dude.
Just die.
Dying is the ultimate cheat code.
Well, yeah, it's like if you can keep them off your back until you die, then it's like you could just spend as much money as you want, really.
That's true. That's the whole bit that Anthony Jeselnik did, is like the perfect crime is a murder suicide, because you can literally get away with anything if you also die.
Yeah. I mean, you don't,
it's not your condoned life,
but
yeah, you don't have that anymore,
which is like probably the
most valuable
the biggest
thing. How long do you think it would take you to spend $428 million?
Well,
if you were tasked with spending $428 million, what's the first thing you would buy?
Probably a house.
A house? Just like a humble, just like $400,000 house or something?
No. Give me, I'd buy like a nice plot of land, actually.
I like that.
But like legit, like somewhere nice,
like $100 million worth.
I don't know, maybe, but somewhere.
If I spend $100 million on land, I still don't know how it's been $328 million.
I'd spend sure. Why not? I'd spend $100 mil on one plot of land, then that land is like the trees that grow on there. They got fruit that heals cancer or something, dude. It's $100 mil. But I would then build, maybe like my entire family lives on that land, but it's like a huge plot
of
land.
A utopia.
Yeah, different houses, mansions.
Yeah, one tree in the middle. You build the Garden of Eden.
I just gotta say that. I buy $100 million just to build. Try to rebuild the Garden of Eden.
If
but
any of your sisters ever go eat off that tree, you exile them from the land.
Yeah, wasn't it?
You're kind of playing God at that point.
Yeah, I don't want to be God.
Yeah, my bad on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I would
we
do
could
it.
Never recreate it in this.
You know, if world. You had $400 million and you just invested and it made 10%, you would just make $40 million a year without ever touching. And then the next year you make 10% on $440 million. So you're making $44 million
the next year. Yeah, I mean, you said purchase. I would invest. I did think about that.
At least 100, and then I'd go get like a jet ski or something.
Yeah. What would you actually buy?
If I had $400 million?
Yeah.
I have to think I would give a lot of it away. Because I don't know what I would do.
I said buy, though. Yeah, purchase buy. For yourself. For yourself.
Probably buy purchase. People's approval by giving them fat stacks.
Just get whatever I freaking want. Because
yeah, I don't know. Probably, like, there's some Lego sets I want that are kind of expensive. Like $1,000. $1,000. No, I don't know what I would get, man.
Buy Lego at that point. Yeah, you can't buy Lego with that money.
Yeah, I would definitely just, like...
What is Lego worth? In the billion? Like, 1 billion something?
The company?
Yeah.
It's got to be in the billions, yeah.
We'll look that up.
It's privately owned.
It is?
It is not... It's not a... it's not on the open market or whatever. You looking it up?
Lego's worth... Oh, my gosh.
Let me guess. Let me guess.
Well, you just got a hint from my reaction.
75 bill.
Way too high.
Oh.
Way too high.
10 billion.
Close. 13 billion.
Jeez. 75 was crazy.
Yeah, 75 stupid.
It just shows how much I like them.
What's... That's the value you have in your heart for them. What's the most valuable company in the world? Guess.
It's probably something you haven't heard of. I would think there's like oil companies that are worth more than like Apple or something. Is Apple up there?
Let me hold on. Okay, I don't know how. I don't know how correct this is. This says
Tesla.
This says it's of January 6, 2025. So it says it's updated. This site, though, I don't know. I don't know. We'll go off this site as of right now. I don't know if we can trust it. Okay. I've never heard of this site before.
It's all right.
From this site. They say they claim the largest company by market cap. You absolutely know who they are. Yes.
The largest company?
Yeah.
Google?
You just said it.
Apple?
They claim it's Apple.
Oh.
They claim Apple has a market cap of what? Way higher than 75 billion.
What is a market cap?
Isn't that...
Is that how high their evaluation can go?
What do you mean by evaluation? I always thought it was like it doesn't have something to do with their like almost like their budget kind of thing.
500 billion.
Way higher.
Trillions? Really?
It's nuts, dude. They claim 3.68 trillion.
Goodness.
That's nuts, dude.
That's
is
like
Apple really the big? I would think like an oil company or something.
We could dispose of, liquidate Apple and we could put a dent in our national debt.
Literally. Yeah. Just liquidate them?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you getting that cash? We got to print some more money.
I know. I don't even think there's enough. I don't know. That's a whole different issue.
Money's just imagined like...
Imagined.
We can just imagine money in it. We can just like toss it around because it's not actually physical cash.
How much money would you realistically want to have in life? Do you think it would be too much of a burden to have $500 million and have to like be like, how do I manage this?
Somehow I manage.
That's obviously, understand what I'm saying. Like, that would be, like, you certainly wouldn't be complaining.
So.
But would you be happier with, like...
You say 500 mil?
Yeah. Would you be happier with 50 million? Where it's
I think so.
Yeah?
But Again, that's me saying it with almost no
money. Happier. Happier is kind of relative, if you know what. Like, it's just, I'm just saying, like,
I think it'd be easier because
sometimes I think having fun things like Lego and stuff is nice because I'm like, I can't just buy it whenever I want. Like,
yeah, that's part of it.
Like,
sure.
Definitely saving up for something and appreciating getting it,
yeah,
is part of the fun.
Feels more rewarding, yeah.
Than just like, I could have anything I want whenever I want, so it's just kind of boring at that. So, I don't know.
I think I'd rather, the better question would be potentially, would you rather have 50 mil in your bank account right now or accumulate 50 mil over the course of your life?
In my bank account right now when I'm investing, it would turn into hundreds of millions.
Obviously, I'm saying in terms of, you were saying not having to manage the money and different things like that, like, you would still be extremely wealthy, right?
I guess it depends.
Well, obviously, different people manage their money different ways, but
I wonder like what the upper middle class citizen, what they make, like, even if they end up with 2 million in retirement or whatever, I wonder what the total sum of money they make in their life is. Because it's got to be millions, even if their living expenses,
right,
and taxes,
right,
and everything eat all that up.
Right, yeah. But I don't think it's 50 mil.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like, up there. I'd
Yeah, probably not 50 million, but I'm saying.
That's what I was saying. That's why I was saying you'd still, I think, maybe not, I think you'd still be living pretty nice if you manage your money well. But
if you did like before taxes and stuff, so you're like, how much money did I make, but then taxes and living expenses were taken out. If somebody ends up with 2 million in retirement, you got to think it's upwards of $10 million that they have worked for, that this is what they ended up with.
Yeah, you can't even think like that though, because can't do anything about it.
No,
yeah.
I know. I'm just curious.
That is crazy, but the United States of America.
Maybe that was a good get to know the bros. If you had five, maybe we should do that. If you had 5 million to spend, give me a breakdown.
We've talked about this, I think.
Have we?
I think that was a question you had.
Oh, really?
It wasn't specific 5 mil, but it was like, I think it was the question we just answered.
Oh, it might have been a million.
It was
know.
Like, what would you buy right now? We've definitely talked about that
yeah,
before.
Maybe so.
Shoot, what was I going to say?
I don't know. But good luck to that guy. I hope that's not true, that he's in that much debt. That would be wild.
That is Squid Games type debt right there.
I have not watched Squid Game. Is that what it's about? People are in financial crisis, so they go to the show?
Wait, you didn't even get that?
Huh.
That's crazy. Okay, let me break it down really quick for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically this show is, I mean, you've seen trailers and stuff, right? Or clips.
Little.
So.
Bit. Just like the big girl doll that turns around.
Oh, yeah. So the show is basically this island, and you don't really know. Like, I'm giving you context.
You learn
that you get
more
from
in
the
show, but
yeah,
you're
I'm
not
just giving
to
you the,
spoil it.
I'm just giving you the context of the trailer. So we know that there's these games that go on this remote island that nobody knows who runs it. Nobody knows where it is, but this company or this group of people, we don't know, recruits people that have like insane amounts of debt, and they're basically at rock bottom. And so they'll do anything to get that back. This recruiter goes around and kind of preys on homeless people, different people that are at rock bottom, and plays this kids game with them. I forget what it's called. But it's like, it's literally like two pieces of paper, and they're like throwing it. You have to like flip over the piece of paper by like hitting it. It's just like supposedly a kids game that they play over there. And so the game is attractive to these people because.
Is it Korean? What is it?
I actually don't know. Maybe.
Okay. All right.
That's why I didn't specify, but I'm actually not 100% sure. But anyway, it's attractive to these people because they're told that they can win all that money back by playing the games that they played as kids. And so they're like easy games. But what they don't know is if you lose, they kill you.
Mm.
So they don't know that.
Tough.
And so that's why, again, I'm not spoiling anything.
Is it really good?
These are in the trailers. It's pretty good. It is one of those things, though, where it's not in English.
Dude, so I was about to ask. Do you have to read subtitles the whole time?
Either that or dubbed versions.
That was the one thing I didn't like about Parasite. I hate reading subtitles.
Dude, I never watched Parasite.
Oh, really? We should watch
it. I need to watch it.
I'm trying to think of better of classic movies that I really like. You might have. Did we ever watch The Prestige? Have you seen that?
No. That's another one I've never seen by Christopher Nolan.
The Prestige is awesome.
I've never seen. Those are two of them. Those two, Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's another one I haven't seen. That. Those are three that
Crazy
are on my
Rich
watch
Asians.
List.
I didn't watch that.
I didn't watch that either.
just like something totally. I'm just like Inside Out 2. I didn't see that.
You know what I did just watch recently, though, which I should have watched forever ago, but I just finally watched it, was Whiplash.
Oh, I wanted to watch it. I haven't seen it. You probably liked it because he's a drummer.
It's pretty good. I got one of my buddies was pushing me to watch it, and I don't know why. It was just one of those things where
I was
never in the mood for it.
The scene where he's like trying to get him on perfect rhythm and keeps slapping him in the face. He's like, am I late or early?
Yeah. There's like multiple scenes like that, though.
He just keeps slapping him in the face.
I know which one you're specifically referring to, but it was very good. I will say it wasn't like I'm not gonna say it's my favorite movie.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I've never watched it, so I just don't know how much more into the I don't know how much more interested I could get if that's like the peak scene of the movie of like.
And I will be honest, it did. I think before, part of the reason why I hesitated watching it was because I didn't want to watch it for an hour and 45 minutes and then be like, that was just the same thing over and over again. Mm. I don't think it was the same thing over and over again, but I will say it felt like they like left stuff on the table.
Yeah.
Like the story could have evolved more than it did. Granted, it still has a very satisfying ending, but anyway, I just mean
it just like plays a drum so good.
A solid ending, but I just mean I don't know. It's not necessarily, it didn't feel like full story to me.
Have you ever seen Shutter Island?
Yeah.
I like Shutter Island.
Shutter Island is, that movie like freaked me out a little bit when I first watched it. Which is good.
I like, it was just like a, I didn't know you don't know what's real at the end, which is interesting.
Yeah. Also, funny thing about Shutter Island, first time I watched it, I watched it at a buddy's house, and I woke up, so like we watched it pretty late at night, like we started at like midnight or something.
Mm-hmm.
We finished the movie.
I did the same thing.
Everyone like was sleeping on like a couch or something. Woke up, crazy fever.
Like you were sick?
Yeah. I'm like 5 minutes down the road to my house. I go back to my house. I'm like, I walk in the door. My mom's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm not feeling good. I was like, something's wrong. Ended up getting super sick. Ever since, Shutter Island, I've had a bad taste in my mouth. Dude. It's kind of like if you eat something and you get sick.
Yes, that happened to me.
With Shutter Island?
No. Like, that's happened to me multiple times. It happened to me this past week where, like, several days ago, I, like, went to bed. And, like, I, like, we had friends over. I, like, had a drink. And then I just, like, didn't drink a lot at all. Had, like, one drink. Went to bed. And kind of had a hard time going to sleep where I, like, felt really cold. And then, I woke up and was just off that whole day and was like,
is this Sunday or whatever?
Like body kind of aching. And then like next day I was fine. But ever since then, like the drink I had, like if I think about it, I'm like, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
One time when I was in high school, me and one of my best buddies, Tanner, we used to hang out all the time, spend the night at each other's house and play like 2K late into the night or FIFA, and then we would go get food like late. So one night for dinner we went to B-Dubs. Mm-hmm. And I got like a ton of Asian Zing wings, came back, played 2K for hours. Like I had a lacrosse tournament the next day. So like midnight, 1 a.m., we go to IHOP, smash some chocolate chip pancakes.
What? Dude, that's crazy.
Dude, so
you definitely
this is actually a
throw
funny,
up at the lacrosse game or something?
I didn't go. This was actually hilarious.
Oh, wait, you might have told me this before.
We go back. So it's, you know, Pete is his dad.
Yeah.
We come back. Pete worked nights. And so we come back through the garage. We go in. I lock the door just like we always did at my house. We go up to bed. It's the middle of winter. So I get up the next morning. I'm feeling off. I go home. I get like super sick.
Yeah.
Can't go to my lacrosse tournament. I don't know if it's food poisoning or what, but like I have never looked at IHOP or B-Dubs the same again.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm in bed.
Wings freak me out sort of sometimes anyway.
Tanner texts me and he's like, hey, did you lock the back door last night when we came in? And I was like, yeah, dude, I'm super sick right now. I don't know what's going on. So he was just like, okay, and like left it alone. Well, like come to find out, Pete got home from work at like 4 or 5 a.m. and didn't want to, he like had his elderly in-laws living with him, didn't want to like make noise and wake everybody up. Just got a blanket and slept in an office chair in the garage like this.
The heck?
Didn't have a key to the back door because they never lock that door, apparently. And I just did as I came in.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so funny. I was like, oh, my bad on that. But, yeah, sometimes, like, it's totally unrelated and you just get sick. But and for some reason in your mind, you just associate that with the last thing you had.
Shutter Island definitely was not the reason why I got sick.
IHOP and B-Dubs might have been the reason I got sick.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is something to that, though, which this is funny because we've also just talked about, like, nutrition on this podcast before, too. Not that we're, like, nutritionists, but do you get weirded out if, like, even though both things might seem appetizing to you, like, at this, like, right now, you could eat some Asian wings and then in an hour, like, maybe not together, but in an hour, you might think, oh, chocolate chip pancakes sound good, but in my mind, I'm like, those together in my stomach, I don't like the idea of that. Are you like that?
No. No. I'll get home from a workout and down a protein shake and then go get some sushi or something. I don't really care what's in there. It's coming out.
See, anyway. I don't know what it is about it. I don't know if I've always been that way, but like, it's kind of, sometimes it's nice, but then sometimes it's, well, I guess it's always kind of a pro because it basically just makes me, like, if I'm eating bad, I need to eat clean and balance it out or something. Yeah. And if I'm eating clean, then I can't eat bad because I'll mess it up kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know if, like, two foods that wouldn't make you sick independently will, like, mix in your stomach with the acid and get you sick. I think it would just be one of those foods being bad.
Oh, no, I wasn't even saying that. I was just saying, like, in terms of, like, how you feel. I wasn't saying it was making you sick. I don't think that's possible.
I've been pretty like bad with my diet, just not pretty. I'm like trying not to eat crap, but I don't really track anything.
Yeah. I don't think that's even possible. I think if you got food poisoning, it was definitely just like from those wings or something.
Yeah, probably so.
Or I don't think it was the combo.
The late night IHOP days were crazy, but
it was just like really old, like eggs in the cakes or in the cakes in the pancakes.
Yeah, went and got some cakes,
some hot cakes.
We're on our own for Get to Know the Bros. Actually, before we get to Know the Bros, I'd be remiss if I didn't call this out. Behind us, as you see, I have finished the Ninjago City. This is a big deal. So, I've been collecting. So those two are Marvel sets, obviously, but the four in the middle are the entire Ninjago City lineup. So
I don't even know if they can see this. Way over here is the Daily Bugle. I don't even know if that's in camera.
Yeah, in frame. Daily Bugle, sick, but I like the way that kind of framed and with the heights of the sets. But but no, I got the final one for Christmas and built it, and it turned out sick. So
we need some down here.
I know. We'll keep filling the shelves. Yeah.
It's kind of funny that we never filled literally the center bottom one.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of blocked out anyways. with the Zevia. Zevia, hit us up, sponsor us. And Lego. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it looks sick. I've never watched Ninjago, but I do love those sets. So maybe I should start watching it.
I've never. Well, I used to watch it as a kid.
I did not. I just found these sets as an adult, and I was like, I have like a fascination with Japanese culture. But I just think they're sick. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So let's see. Forget to know the bros. Have we ever done like a favorite food? Probably.
Definitely.
Yeah. Where's our producer?
I think we can do something like just what we were talking about before. Like before we started recording. I think it'd be cool to talk about that. If anyone's still listening, maybe we can get some insight.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
So Blake and I were kind of discussing kind of like what we were doing last podcast, where we were saying if we had like creative segments or fitness kind of segments. So I was saying maybe we could do a question. Is there a question in there that you think we could both answer now? Like I don't know. Like would we rather do something like a scheduled segment that was walking you through something? Like what if maybe it could be cool if
favorite workout from the week or something.
Favorite workout, or maybe like on the creative side, maybe the whole point. I guess what I'm trying to say is I feel like we need a goal for the segment.
Yeah.
Like the segment makes more sense if, let's say, you are interested in trying to learn how this or understand this in video, and I'm trying to understand something in graphic design versus us like me just rambling on about it and everyone's just like yeah you know what all I mean?
Right, ask me a question about design.
No, I'm not saying right now. I'm just saying like if we, because you had mentioned like bringing up a project that you had done recently or something.
So
I was like, if we were to do that, maybe it'd be cool if
like I could show you my drawing I just did, and you could ask me about
techniques. Different techniques. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be cool, because I think that is something that could work, because I don't really know much about graphic design or drawing.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I could go get her, but
we can do it another.
We can do it another
time. We can do it another time. I was just saying in the future.
Yeah. I think it'd be cool.
I guess I don't really have a question, though, for Get to Know the Bros, unless you can think of one. I was trying to be in that ballpark, though.
I have a question.
What's up?
What's the process like editing the pod? How long does it typically take?
Oh, man. Well, obviously it depends. A normal podcast is a lot different than our golf episode that we did.
Yeah. Okay. So give me the breakdown for each. How long you think like this week's ep will take you? How long did the golf episode take you?
This week's ep will actually take me slightly longer because there's like three videos that I have to pop in.
Oh, okay. How long did
they don't take? So that sounds super simple, and technically it is, but just to kind of make sure everything's covered and I'm not missing things, I still take time to sync the audio. I'll mix levels from our channels and the audio from the actual video, if there's audio on the video, so that it sounds clear on the edit, not just the coming through our mics. And I haven't really done a great job of that, because since there's not really a way to mute that unless we just watched it without sound. So I have to like really match it to make it not sound like it's echoing out of your mic and then on just the audio from the second channel. But it takes like, I don't know, I'd probably say if I'm like just cranking everything out and not like doing it kind of mellow, maybe like, I don't know, hour and a half.
Yeah. Okay.
But
that's for longer if you have to do the videos.
I mean, it's probably hour and a half is probably the range for
anything. Yeah, okay.
Because even if I'm not putting in videos, I still sometimes have to mix stuff based on like audio levels, because even though we've dialed in presets and different stuff, sometimes we still get loud or get super soft.
Yeah.
Like Megan gets soft all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. Golf episode took longer.
Dude.
That was mainly shot tracing.
We'll have to break down that. Maybe that's something that we could do on here. I bring in like my laptop or something. Dude, we'll have to break down that episode, because that episode was crazy to edit. I've never done anything like it, like shot tracer wise. And second of all, I was unaware, which you don't even know this. I just recently found this out. I wasn't aware that, so your camera shoots on what's called like HDR, and I wasn't aware.
High definition range.
Yeah. I wasn't aware that if you import those HDR files into Premiere, that it takes it out of Rec 709 color space. Or sorry, I was aware of that, but I wasn't aware once you put it into Rec 709 color space, you have to then tweak it back into HDR to get it to look how it looks out of iPhone, like out of your iPhone camera, which is why if you go back and watch that, I tried to color match it best that I possibly could, like to the best of my ability, but it still looks kind of wonky. And that's why, because I didn't know that. So I converted it from HDR to Rec 709, but then I never converted it back.
Mm.
And so that's why it looks like you just see like FX3 footage from Ethan, and then it's like like crazy bad like iPhone footage.
You could always go fix it and re-upload, I guess, but probably not worth it.
Also, not even just, that wasn't even just on me. It's like, Lacey was filming.
I hit my approach shot. We woke up to the green. It's like, oh, we're on a different planet.
Literally. Lacey was also filming on, some of that iPhone footage was trash even in HDR. Like before I put it into Premiere, then I put it into Premiere and it just made it like hot trash. Anyway.
Well, shout out Ethan Lacey for filming it for us.
Yeah. Shout out Ethan for just another little random detail that nobody knows about. The ND filter it's a circular ND filter, so you can change, or so you can...
neutral density.
Correct, yeah. So you put it on your camera to especially like if it's like you have a lot of harsh sunlight, you need to take the exposure of your image down without taking it down in camera. But how you use it is you spin it to make it darker, spin it one way to make it lighter. And I told Ethan that you kind of have to mess with that like as you're going throughout the day. But I didn't tell him like, you got to stop once you have your shot, like you can't continue to move it. But bro was just riding that thing. It just goes light, dark,
like in the middle of the same shot.
Yeah. That's why the color grading process was so hard, because I'd stop on a shot and I'd color grade it and then I'd press play and it would change.
Bro, that was crazy.
So we had some experienced videographers on that shoot, but
bro, that video was like honestly pretty fun, but it was a mess, dude.
Yeah.
The edit was a mess. I think on one of the holes, we just counted my strokes wrong and you won the hole, but we said we tied.
Of course we did, which means.
I think we ended up tying overall because I birdied 18. So technically you would have won, I think. Or no, you already
won. We would have tied overall then, I think.
Did I win?
You won.
Oh, so then I guess we would have
tied. Oh, wait, did we tie?
We were doing match play, right?
Yeah. No,
I don't remember.
No, I think we tied because I was saying...
weird looking birdie putt on 18 that like was not breaking, and then it was like magnetic to the hole.
I think we might have tied because I remember me saying playoff hole, and you're like, nah, we're ending it. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
I feel like we might have tied.
I will go back and watch.
If we tied, then I won.
Well, it's just like it's statute of limitations.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
What hole was it on?
Like 11, like our second hole. The one where I think what happened was like, I hit my tee shot down to the left. I chipped up to the backside of the green. And then you wouldn't give me relief because my ball was on an anthill.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I like flubbed the first putt and then I putt their the home next away. One by.
That's a fire quote. I think I just putt their home away.
So I was one off the tee. I was two onto the back of the green. Three was putting the home away, which was kind of a flub. Four was past the hole. And then I made five. So I bogeyed the hole, but you were getting two shots. And I think you made a six.
I hit.
So you would have had to get a seven to tie that hole. And I think you got a six on that hole. And I got a five, which would have meant you really had a four.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I might have got a five on that hole. Because I remember I like.
No, because I remember my putt was to tie the hole with your hand.
I hit it. I like chipped it onto the green from the rough on that hole through
which
the tree.
Been your third shot, right?
Yeah, and then I putt four and then put it in five. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure. I don't know. But anyways, tough. Maybe we'll have to do something else like that sometime. We should make a video of the boys doing Murph this year.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
I don't know how we'd film it.
I don't know.
Get Ethan to film it. You know, he doesn't want to do Murph. Guess we could.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah,
we should have the same group. I know Bryce wants to do it. I'm sure Jackson would be in.
Yeah.
Who else we have last year? We had Jordan.
Drew might be down this year.
Drew might be down. Who else do we have? I felt like there was another. Or was it just you?
No, that was
Jackson,
it.
Bryce, Liam, Jordan, me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Just get everybody.
We're going to have to set some movement standards this year. Them boys was sus
that's
on
true.
Them push-ups.
You like my movements, though?
Do I like your movements? Like you move well?
You think I was doing good, though?
I think so. I wasn't watching you a ton. A couple times. I was honestly just trying. I was just like wanting vibes to be high. So I was just doing my own thing.
No, we're setting standards.
They were
this year.
Beat me in the workout. Granted, I did kind of a different version of the workout. But I think they finished before me. But, I mean, some of the movements, bro, sheesh. We're going to have to dial that in.
Yeah.
So I wasn't about to call anybody out, but maybe I will this year. So.
I'm ready
for some warm weather.
Let's start training, bro, right now.
Training for Murph. Bryce told me he's going to train. He's like, I'm actually training for Murph this year. I'm like, all right. So.
We'll see.
All right. What is this? Episode 55?
Yep.
All right. Like and subscribe. Episode 55 out.